Right now, it is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpman. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon Loses His Tummy, the Kindle edition, before her voice was still. And she joins us here on a Thursday morning, and we talk about food and its effects. Good morning, Dr. Werpman.
Good morning. Good morning to both of you.
Now we talk about mood.
It feels more like summer than fall.
which is helpful, except that it's really dark, which is unhelpful. So this is no matter how you cut.
But exactly, Jill. There seems to be a real disconnect right now between walking outside. I came in a few minutes ago after walking my dog, and it felt like the middle of August, and yet the fact that the sun rises so much later than it did a month, 6 weeks ago, and it sets so much earlier. I mean, I think if one has a routine like walking a dog, you think, oh, you know, I'll walk the dog at 8 o'clock at night, and in July, it's still light out, and in the end of September, you're thinking, well, I better use the flashlight on my iPhone. You say you realize how rapidly the decrease in the number of hours of daylight is becoming, and along with it, alas, is a change that many of us experience in our mood, our energy, our interest in doing things social, our interest and motivation in our work performance, our sleep. We tend to get up a little later if we can, and go to sleep a little later if we can, a little earlier if we can. And along with that is also a real increase in our cravings for carbohydrates, and along with that, a desire, you know, not to make a dinner out of a salad and some poached salmon, but rather, you know, how about some pasta or a rice bowl or, you know, a nice baked potato, and then maybe I'll just think about what I'm going to have along with it. That is, we have a yearning for carbohydrates. And interestingly, around the time, actually even a month before all this happens, what do we see in the supermarket but Halloween candy? And I always thought it was sort of bizarre. You sort of come back from whatever vacation you might have had in August. You go to the supermarket to sort of stock up. You know, the house has been empty for a while. And when you walk in, and this is maybe the end of August, and what you see confronting you are shelves of Halloween candy. And this came to mind when I went to a hardware store a couple of weeks ago, and I couldn't even find room for the small packages of light bulbs that I was trying to purchase on the counter so I could get out my money, because there were bags of Halloween candy all over the hardware store, you know, checkout counter. Like, this is really strange. And I understand why it's being done. I mean, right, Amnesty recently that people are already putting out Christmas decorations. This is still being September. The companies that sell these products want you to get used to the idea of buying these products. And so if you want to start selling a lot of candy for Halloween, you start putting it out of the market so people can start buying it. But the real question, Jill, is if you go into the supermarket and you buy a big bag of miniature Snicker bars or Three Musketeers or Kit Kats or some other Butterfinger, some other delight that you really yearn to eat, are you really going to save it for Halloween? Or in the darkest of night when no one is around, are you going to take down that bag and start munching the candy? And I think that there really is a relationship between the yearning for sweets, which comes along with an increase in the darkness of our, you know, this day and night, and the fact that there's a lot of Halloween candy around and it's being bought. That if you feel, and this is what happens with people who suffer from this seasonal affective disorder or SAD, you know, the change in mood that comes along with decreasing hours of daylight, if you really feel this yearning for sweets, yearning for carbohydrates, that is so typical this time of year and only gets worse, then you're going to be really tempted to buy bags of Halloween candy and not put it on your upper shelf for use on Halloween Eve, but to eat every day when maybe no one's looking, or maybe stick it in your purse, or maybe put it in your pocket, or put it in the glove compartment of your car, but you're going to start eating it. And on the one hand, eating it really may make you feel better, not just because it tastes good, or it doesn't, you know, because it's not particularly the freshest candy in the world, but because when you eat the carbohydrate, when you eat the sugar, which is a carbohydrate, you're going to be making more of a feel-good chemical, serotonin. That's the good news. The bad news, which is really much worse than the good news, is that it takes a lot of this candy to get the carbohydrate, to get the sugar in your body, to make the serotonin, because it's not very much in any one little bite, and there's a lot of fat in those small little bite-sized candies. And the problem is that the fat really ramps up the calories, so that you may have to eat 250, maybe 300 calories of some of those candies simply to get the 25 or 30 grams of carbohydrate your body needs to make more serotonin. You're much better eating a half a cup of Cheerios or oatmeal squares, or having a baked potato, or having an English muffin, or having perhaps some rice crackers, which don't have any fat, to get the carbohydrate, not eating the candy. And so you have to, in a sense, get your mind around the fact that, yes, eating carbohydrate is going to put you in a better mood as the days get darker, but no, eating Halloween candy is not the way to do it. You may think it's a treat, but in a sense it's going to trick your body into putting more pounds on than you really want.
So let's, for everybody who doesn't know the common sense approach, and everybody who doesn't understand that now that we've had the equinox, which was, I believe, this day, we're Thursday the 23rd, the equinox was yesterday at 3:21 p.m.
That's right.
So that's a day and night of equal length. What can you snack on in, like, what can you, like, a handful of Rice Krispies, a handful of Cap'n Crunch, a handful of...
Let me go through the formula. Very simple. In order for your brain to make more serotonin, there's only one way it can do this, by bringing in a amino acid called tryptophan into your brain. Now, tryptophan is an amino acid, and you... is found in protein. But when you eat protein foods like cottage cheese or turkey or hamburger or chicken or any other protein food, you're not going to bring the tryptophan into the brain. It's complicated, but it's related to the fact that there are other amino acids that try to get into the brain more and do get into the brain more successfully and prevent tryptophan from getting into the brain. So the only way, and it seems paradoxical, that you're going to get tryptophan into the brain is when you eat a carbohydrate. Carbohydrates come in two forms: sweet, sugar, and starchy, like a potato. When you eat something sweet or starchy, you have insulin in your body coming out to get all that digested carbohydrate into the cells. And one of the things that happens is that there's sort of a shift in what happens to the amino acids in your body, and tryptophan gets into the brain. So the sequence is eat a half a cup or three quarters of a cup of Cheerios, insulin is made, tryptophan gets into the brain, serotonin is made, and voila, you feel better. You feel more relaxed. You're not so stressed. You can concentrate. You may feel more energetic. Your mood gets better, and your cravings go down. So what do you do to get that carbohydrate? You should not be eating the Halloween candy, but you should be looking at non-fat, starchy carbohydrates that come in snack form, like breakfast cereal. And most breakfast cereal, my favorite happens to be oatmeal squares because they're crunchy and they're not so small that they fall out of your hand onto the floor. But you can eat a half a cup of oatmeal squares, which has about 25 grams of carbohydrate for about 110 calories. And after you eat that, your serotonin is made. You feel relaxed. You feel less stressed, less irritated and angry, which are the signs of SAD. And you no longer have your carbohydrate cravings, perhaps until the next day.
So what do you reckon?
It's a very simple solution.
25 minutes? Just because people are so...
Yeah, as long if you eat it on an empty stomach, pretty much empty stomach, as long as it takes to be digested, which is about 15, 20 minutes. If you eat it after a five-course meal, you're not going to get that
effect.
Forget
it, right. No, I understand.
Your stomach's already going to be full of mold.
So basically, you could habituate yourself to, it's like, all right, it's 3 o'clock is coming, I get crabby at 3 o'clock. It totally depends, obviously, on people's schedules, and this is what's so wonderful about having the technology. It's like, oh, really? All I need is a little box of breakfast cereal, or all I need are little wheat Chex, or because everything is.
Don't forget, we're still in September. Think ahead to the day after Thanksgiving, when the sun, certainly in the East Coast, like Boston, for example, is going to be setting at 4:45, or 4:30, or maybe even an hour, even 45 minutes earlier. I'm sorry, it's 4:15, and it's dark by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You're going to even have more intense feelings about the effect of darkness on your mood.
Right.
And at that point, you might do well not only to have the snack in the afternoon, and we can talk about this, you know, in November, but also have a carbohydrate dinner, a vegetarian dinner. So you can have a baked potato, you can have lentils, you can have squash, you can have pasta, rice, you know, rice bowl with sautéed vegetables on top, polenta, cornmeal, let's say, with sautéed mushrooms on top. If you have a carbohydrate dinner along with the snack in the afternoon, then you're going to feel much better as the evening progresses. And you can eat the protein foods that your body needs for breakfast and for lunch when you might not be feeling quite so depressed. And the sun is still shining.
All right, and so we will revisit this and stay away from the Halloween candy. I hear we've spent $2 billion more so far on Halloween. That's billion with a B.
Right.
I will leave you with that sad thought.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Werfman, Food for Mood.
And you can hear Judy right here on Thursday mornings.